Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The last word on the general election 2024.
Hi, I'm Ben Finnegan, and this is day six of the campaign. Parties have put forward ideas on rent protection, a so-called baby bundle, and we'll look more at what's been said about housing. Starting with Fine Gael, it launched some policies around children today. It said it's committing to increasing the child benefit if it's returned to government, as well as a permanent double payment every August to help with back-to-school costs. That benefit is worth €140 a month to parents per child. And Fine Gael also said it is committed to a so-called baby bundle of essentials for newborn parents. That's to include nappies, blankets and clothes. Now, baby bundles were introduced by the Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman as the children's minister in the last government more than 18 months ago. So the key word is committing to, i.e. won't be getting rid of it during the next government. Well, in terms of childcare, a big issue for parents, with some saying paying for it is like paying a second mortgage. The party has already, like other parties, said it would bring in €200 monthly caps on the cost of childcare, and it also says it would create 30,000 places in childcare and early years education. Now, the party spokesperson on children, Neil Richmond, says this would include the creation of 100 state-run childcare facilities.
Using existing stock of public buildings, be they through the local authorities or the Education Training Board, but also ensuring that every new primary school built going forward will have childcare facilities on site, that every new housing development developed by the Land Development Agency will have childcare as a central part about this.
Elsewhere, there were pledges and promises put forward around renters, starting with the Social Democrats. The party says it would introduce a three-year rent freeze, something which in the past had been suggested as unconstitutional. It also pledges to bring in a deposit protection scheme, where instead of a deposit being held by a landlord, the Residential Tenancies Board would hold on to it for the length of the tenancy. The party would also ban investment funds from buying up homes and apartments. Now, the Soc Dems also believes it's possible to build 25,000 affordable rentals over the five-year term of a government, which would have average rents of €1,200 a month in Dublin and €1,000 a month elsewhere. Now, that would be a lot lower than what the rents are currently at. That's according to a Daft.ie report released today, which shows in Dublin, rents cost €2,476 a month on average, while for the rest of the country, that's outside the major cities, it stands at €1,586. Now, all of these pledges and promises are part of the Social Democrats' renter charter, which it's pitching to voters. Its general election candidate, Rory Hearn, says renters have been left behind by government.
This government has failed to control rents properly. We're seeing that rents rising year after year of both existing rents and of new properties. Properties are coming to the market now at rents of between $2,500 to $3,500. This is completely unsustainable.
Staying with renters, there was a lot said about them today overall. Labour. It wants an NCT-style cert to be introduced for rental properties. The party, like the Soc Dems, is also calling for a three-year ban on rent increases and for a rent register to improve transparency. Candidate in Dublin with the party is Dara Moriarty. He says renters' rights are a key issue for the party in any potential government formation talks.
It is something that we have been banging the drum on for a very, very long time. We see the government as utterly failing when it comes to renters. We heard Pascal Donoghue say we need more landlords. I don't disagree with that, but we don't need slumlords. We've been able to ride roughshod all over renters' rights, and that's why we think strong renters' protection has to be front and centre.
And before we move on, Fianna Fáil also put forward some ideas to try and improve home delivery within towns and cities around the country. Among its election promises announced today, the party says it would increase the vacancy and dereliction grants by €10,000 each, and it also plans to introduce a €100,000 payment to help convert above-the-shop premises into homes. Seeing as we've spoken so much about housing, it's one of the key priorities for voters at the last general election in 2020 and again at this one. The issue is there's a plethora, as you've heard, of promises and targets. To look into them more in detail, I'm joined by Today FM's Ellen Butler. Now, Ellen, you spent some of today out with politicians while they spoke about housing. Are you any the wiser?
Well, each of the parties certainly tried to impress on us today, Ben, that they will solve the housing crisis. Each of the parties' plans are pretty ambitious, but I guess they would say they have to be in order to overcome what is really the defining issue of our generation. They're all pretty much in agreement that supply is the main problem. There simply just aren't enough houses in Ireland, but disagree over what's causing that problem.
Okay, and Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, they've spent 5 years in government together. Is there much of a difference between what they're pledging to do if they were to re-enter the 34th Dáil as a government?
Not really, to be honest. It's interesting to see, as you say, two parties that have been in government together for the last 4 years, who shared a housing policy during that time, now they're arguing and accusing each other of getting it wrong. So both say they will keep the existing supports that they have in place for first-time buyers until 2030. Fine Gael says it will expand the amount of tax you can reclaim in the Help to Buy scheme from €30,000 to €40,000. It also says it would extend the first home shared equity scheme to include second-hand homes as well. On the renter's credit, Fianna Fáil wants to double that, so it would rise to €2,000. Fine Gael wants to raise it to €1,500. Fianna Fáil, which is traditionally seen as having, I suppose, more rural supporters, says it will protect one-off housing. A bit more vaguely, Fine Gael says it will take, and I quote, a practical approach to it. So they don't really expand any further on that. Fine Gael wants to continue giving a tax credit to landlords who stay in the market. It also pledges to explore the idea of cost rental housing for frontline workers. So this would be so that they have somewhere to live close to their workplace. And then again, another similarity, both parties keen to employ modern methods of construction. But Fianna Fáil has gone a step further in their policy plan. They're committing to creating a €250 million fund for the likes of modular housing and that kind of thing. Both of them are saying that their predecessors created the housing crisis, Fianna Fáil for presiding over the financial crash and then Fine Gael for not building enough houses after the crash.
Okay, so it's kind of interesting to see what could win out if they were, as expected, to enter a programme for government formation talks after this election. Now, the opposition from the 33rd Dáil, Sinn Féin et al., what are they saying?
Yeah, Sinn Féin particularly vocal over the last while when it comes to housing. Actually, the first opinion poll of the election campaign, the Red Sea poll in the Business Post last weekend, found the voters trust Sinn Féin most when it comes to housing. Now, having never been in government, but Eoin Óibrín, of course, is one of the most high-profile members of the party, Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson. It is promising to end the housing crisis. One of the main differences between its policy and those of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil is that it would immediately scrap all of the government schemes to support first-time buyers. It says that the likes of the Help to Buy scheme are actually driving up prices, and that is a claim echoed by both the Central Bank and the ESRI. It says it would give first-time buyers instead a stamp duty exemption. That's on properties up to €450,000. Among its other proposals, if elected to government, Sinn Féin would create a single public housing fund, implement a three-year emergency ban on rent increases. It would support the four Dublin local authorities to set up their own publicly owned building contractor who would build houses in the capital. And it says it would put in place a world-class building control regime. It also wants to ensure 100% redress for anyone living with Celtic Tiger era defects and immediately create an online database for all vacant and derelict buildings up and down the country.
Yeah, it's a very wide topic of discussion, housing, and a wide variance of promises from all the different parties. And something that has been brought up already in the campaign has been a lot of numbers are thrown around housing, and we kind of sometimes forget that humans are at the end of this all. But I suppose the question is any of what's been promised achievable?
Yeah, that is the crucial thing. As you say, we hear a lot of promises around election time too, and numbers bandied around. And I know it can be hard to kind of I suppose, figure out what is realistic or what does that actually mean for any of us who are looking to get their own home. To give you a picture of where we stand at the moment, last year, almost 33,000 homes were delivered. So that is a rise on previous years. But the central bank says realistically we need about 80,000 homes a year if we want to meet the projected population growth. As of June of this year, around 22,000 new homes were built. So, as I say, the general commitment from all of the parties of 60,000 homes a year by 2030 does seem pretty ambitious.
Okay, and it has been an issue for the last 10 years, and it won't be built in a day, certainly. Today FM's Ellen Butler, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ben.
Now, earlier on The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper, Gary Murphy, a professor of politics at DCU, spoke about how the campaign has been going so far.
We get the same things every day. We've had some sort of launch or other of various policies by each of the parties. I think there are 10 parties, as we're going to have 10 people in an RT debate next week. And they quickly become forgotten. And they can also be forgotten by the political parties themselves, because we know when the horse trading begins for government formation in a few weeks' time, or maybe even after Christmas, depending how the votes and seats fall, these issues, which are red lines during a campaign, can become pink or even a different colour completely and are forgotten. So I usually, as you know, take a lot of these policies with a very large grain of salt, because they can easily be lost in the miasma of government formation.
You can listen to that full conversation with Gary Murphy on podcast, and Matt Cooper will be continuing The Last Word's daily election coverage from 4:30 tomorrow afternoon on Today FM. That's it for day 6. We'll be back with more tomorrow.
The Last Word on the general election 2024. Today FM.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.